Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Day 2 of the U.S. Open right up the hill from us at Oakmont Country Club. We're at historic Oakmont Bakery. Intern Dom, producing today, said Oakmont Bakery more famous in Pittsburgh than Oakmont Country Club. And if you think about it, to golf lovers, that seems ridiculous. But if you really extend it out, there's a lot of people that, unfortunately, Chris, don't like golf. And those people know about Oakmont Bakery. So I think technically he's right.
If it's strictly about, do you know about the existence of?
Yeah.
I think it's a push.
No, I think Bakery wins.
You're agreeing with Dom?
I am.
That puts you at odds with Pomp, because I think Pomp is still smarting from Dom just viciously attacking one of his opinions.
That happened exactly 1 week. Not 1 week ago. That was Monday. Yeah, he said Bob hit rock bottom.
Dom would know about rock bottom.
85 wow, degrees wow. Right now at Oakmont. No rain in sight today. There is for tomorrow and Sunday, so if you're going out, plan accordingly. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. That was Will Howard talking about how nice Aaron Rodgers has been to him. I don't remember Jordan Love saying those things the first time he worked out with Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers knew that Jordan Love had been drafted to replace him. That was the whole point of that. Aaron Rodgers is here in his final year. He said he wants to have fun. He said this is his way of giving back to the game that's made him rich behind his wildest dreams. And so it makes total sense to me that Rodgers would act that way towards Will Howard. This is not an example of Joe Flacco in Cleveland, where Joe's 40 and he's like, shoot, I still want to play. I didn't come here to just hold a clipboard, although guys really don't do that anymore. I wonder why.
Hold a Surface tablet.
Yeah. And so I want to beat out Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett, and I don't want to help make those guys better. So, like, I think Will Howard's telling the truth, and I'm not really – I would think that Rodgers was acting like a jerk if he didn't help out Will Howard at this point.
Yeah, there's no threat posed by Will Howard. There's no – he's a sixth-round pick first, and Rodgers is in his swan song. Although I will say, in Rodgers' defense, one of the things that I've said, he's just tedious and tiring off the field when you just have to follow his every move, and he likes that. One thing I've tried to pull back on is this idea that he was a bad teammate, because all the teammates seem to genuinely say, like, yeah,
whatever. In Green Bay, they do, for the most part.
Well, I would say, I know Garrett Wilson did not get along with him.
And how about Mike Williams?
Yeah, I know Mike Williams also did not get along with him. But, like, I'll give him a pass on Williams. I won't give him so much of a pass on Wilson, whatever. But I think Love came around to saying, you know what, he was actually pretty good to me in the end.
Yeah,
like, I've heard things
That's
where
right.
Love said, like, he was much better to me, it sounds like, than Favre basically was to him.
Or Ben to Mason.
So, well, yeah. And he had less reason to be, I think, because that's a first-round pick that they allocated to eventually replace you. So I've tried to pull the reins back a little bit on this idea that he's some bad teammate, because I think that's a much more nuanced story.
Mark Cabali from the Pat Note joining us now. And Mark, did you have any, first of all, actually, let me start with the Howard thing. Did you observe Will Howard and Aaron Rodgers working together and Rodgers being very gracious and kind to Howard at practice this week?
I think that was more behind the scenes, maybe in the meeting rooms, what he was talking about. However, I did see, I mean, we had open locker room here probably 45 minutes a day the past 3 weeks or the 3 days of mini camp. And one thing I do is, I mean, there's only so many people you want to talk to. So I sit, go in there and try to observe. I mean, you can learn a lot by just observing your surroundings and just observing Aaron Rodgers a little bit. And the guy does look like he's having some fun. I don't see any inkling of him being a problem. Now, it is June 10th. It was his second day on the job, but he's sitting there, you know, just talking with Pat Freiermuth. He jumped into a card game just to, you know, feet backwards, sort of like...
What was the card game they were playing?
Go Fish, Uno,
three-card money.
It might have been spades, but I'm not much of a card person. He didn't play.
Pinochle?
What I'm saying is he jumped in there, and he was interested in... There was a bunch of guys, like Killebrew Hayward, a bunch of guys that he jumped in there and just was watching. He's known... I think they give players a media guide, for less better of a words, a picture with all the media people in it. And I think he's actually looking at it and trying to learn people's names and learn staffers' names. He just seemed like a normal dude.
How about
me.
With you, Mark? I mean, you guys have the mutual bond of Pat McAfee. If Aaron Rodgers is looking to see what the media, who's who, did he come up to you and say, "Hey, Mark, we both love Pat. How you been, buddy?"
Well, it was like a three-pronged tier to this, I guess. First, I asked one of the PR guys, "Hey, did he say anything at all about me working for Pat, you know, being very narcissistic or anything?" He goes, "Yeah, he mentioned something. Who's this guy that works with Pat?" And blah, 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 blah. Then the next day, he comes up and, like, you know, smacks me on the back in the middle of the locker room and says, "Hey, Mark, how you doing?" I'm like, "Hey, what's Aaron Rodgers?"
Wow.
And I saw him later, and we were talking BS and saying, "Hey, I love you on the show." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, first of all, I know you're lying right there, but that's nice of you to say. I love you on the show, blah, blah, you know, here and there. Talk, hey, Pat's a good guy."
What if he had said, "Mark, you're never asleep at the switch, and that's what I like about you."
Or said, you're Pittsburgh's best plunger or a plumber.
No, I told you
he watches.
If he had done the homework and said, "Mark, I'm glad to see you didn't have any plumbing incidents at the house. How's your kid's diet doing?" or something like that. "Is he eating enough fiber?" or something like that. That would tell you he's really done his digging.
Yeah, maybe. But maybe it's later on down the road here a little bit. But it was kind of interesting just having a conversation with him like that. And once again, he seems like a nice guy. But if he knew, you know, our both dislikes for my former employer, maybe we can bond over that as well.
Yeah. Mark, how about the zip that we heard about? Richie came on here and said,
"Oh,
the zip from Aaron Rodgers." He called it a night and day difference between Rodgers and Mason Rudolph. Is that the same thing
more
you observed?
More zip than you'd see in Akron, Mark.
Oh, well, put it this way. I don't know what Rich is talking about. Number two is apparently Mason somehow either follows the fan account or something, because he was giving him a little bit of grief on the side there, you know, in good fun humor, looking at Richie and saying, "You want to make sure you get a picture of me throwing this ball?" And, you know, stuff like that.
I like that. I like that from Mason. That's very good. Dude, I was just kidding, dude.
Rich can't take anything like that. It really bothers him. Even if the guy's fooling around, that he knows that he might have said something. But, I mean, I don't know how you make this decision of Aaron and Mason. I mean, Aaron took about 25 throws a day. I mean, you can look, and the first thing I notice is the absolute crazy quick release of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that just jumped off the ball to me. But
Mark, tell the world who that reminded you of when you saw that crazy quick release.
I know it's going
to
be.
Oh man, I mean, he. I'd like to see the timing between he and Dan Marino. Man,
I knew it.
Wow,
I knew you were going to say that one.
You know, that might help in the long run, too, if the offensive line does.
Well, Mark,
struggle at times, he can anticipate and get rid of it off the back foot accuracy. Boom. He hasn't lost that.
That's the million-dollar question, though, and that's why, like, we can't make any real determinations about this. Yeah. Forget about even till they're in camp and they have pads on. For him, it's if he gets out there in the games and looks like a guy that has somehow developed a redeveloped a willingness to maybe stand in there against a pass rush and risk taking a hit, I'll arch an eyebrow to that. But, I mean, it's hard for me to get too excited about a lightning quick release and the flick of the wrist accuracy and power when nobody's coming after him trying to plant him 6 feet under the turf.
Yeah, there's a difference now. I mean, he's capable of doing it. Now the next step, is he willing to do that? Nobody knows right now. You would assume he's a football player and he it wouldn't bother him. So yep. I would assume that that's not the case. But until you see it, you don't really know. But I will say that Mason throwing the ball extremely, extremely well. So, I mean, put it this way. I think their quarterback situation now is probably the best they've had since the Ben days.
Let me ask you about Howard, who we heard in that clip, because Jeff came on here and alienated and upset a lot of his Ohio State brethren. He went against the occult and said that Will Howard was inconsistent in OTAs and minicamps. There were ups and downs, probably what you'd expect from a six-round pick, but obviously, as I've said before, Will Howard is the most hyped six-round pick in Steelers history.
Partly because of you.
Yeah, maybe. Can you add to that inconsistent claim from Jeff?
Yeah, I'm really glad that Jeff said that, because last year this time, I think I used that same exact word to describe Justin Fields, and it got twisted into me saying he stinks.
I do remember that.
I'm like, nah, inconsistency is different than stinking. I mean, he's a rookie. I mean, of course he's going to be somewhat inconsistent, but for every bad throw he made, he threw a dime to Darnell Washington across the middle on a two-point conversion. I mean, it's a process. So if he came out and lit up the practice field, then he shouldn't have been a six-round pick. So I'm expecting some kind of inconsistency. I don't think it was anything glaring, but he's had just as many good plays as he had bad ones.
Mark, anything that jumped out to you? You're a man that watches the trenches with an intuitive feel, and I know that's a tough thing to evaluate, but I'm curious about Derek Harmon just early on here, a couple weeks into his professional career, if you've seen anything that's jumped out. Didn't Dunbar tick off Tomlin by basically proclaiming him a starter already?
Yeah, then he should be mad at Zach Azani, too, from naming Calvin Austin the wide receiver, too.
Right,
already.
I mean, Tomlin's coaches are breaking ranks here, Mark. Maybe that's the story.
I don't know, unless Zach Azani's playing the game here and saying, let's make Calvin Austin the number two publicly, so all of a sudden the price tag of somebody else might go down on the open market.
You think Zach Azani's the happiest man there because he doesn't have to try to manage George Pickens anymore?
Yeah, plus, you know what? Zach Azani's like a meat and potatoes guy. He wants to see people blocking. He wants to see blood. He wants to see grime and grit. And I don't know if he got that 100% of the
time. You know, Mark, I used to say that you were a meat and potatoes guy, but it's been brought to my attention that in the last couple of weeks you finally tried sushi.
Here's the reason for this.
And after saying to Malzie, no one actually really likes sushi. They just eat it and say they like it. You've been telling people that you now like sushi.
Oh, what a shock. Knock me over with a feather and get my fainting couch.
We gotta put context to this now. The context is the guy that comes and makes the sushi claimed himself as the best sushi maker in Pittsburgh, and he looked exactly like Mr. Miyagi, so he got me twice right there. If Miyagi's going to tell me to try some sushi, I'm going to try some sushi. And it didn't taste like, I mean, if there was a piece of raw seafood in there, I couldn't taste it.
Did he tell you what kind of roll he was making for you?
It was some sort of shrimp something one time, and I know there's avocado crap in there, and rolled in the rice and something else. It was good. I mean, it was good. I'm not eating any of that sashimi. No way. Put that in the grill.
Mark, we never talked about the merits of sashimi. It was always soup.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't know the difference, man.
Yes, you do. Sashimi doesn't have rice. It's just raw fish. That's it.
Whatever the stuff is, the big piece of flesh on top of rice.
Yes, that is a kind of sashimi or like nigiri or whatever.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
No, I'm not eating that stuff. No.
Okay, you've made that clear, but you talked about sushi broadly and put it all under one giant umbrella, and now here you are betraying your own take.
Yeah, because I was, I used to watch that Tuna Wars or whatever thing on Discovery.
Yes. Deadliest Catch. I used to watch Deadliest Catch.
No, it wasn't Deadliest Catch. It was the tuna guy where they just go get tuna and they sell it for $9,000 a pound as sushi brand tuna or whatever. I'm like, I ain't eating that. So maybe I was unaware of the differences of sushi. I'll put it
You were, and we tried to tell you that, but you didn't want to listen to us. Mark,
I'm still saying no wine, though. Forget that.
We got to check in with Jeff from Oakmont, and then we'll be back with you. So hang tight. Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. You can, like they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're live at Oakmont Bakery. Oakmont is where it's at, the capital of the sports world right now. Golf going on right up the hill from us, the U.S. Open, and the best spot for pastries, donuts, bread, coffee drinks in Pittsburgh, cakes for Father's Day right here at Oakmont Bakery.
It is brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions, Brookline.com, and Aircraft Management Group.
Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're live at Oakmont Bakery. They just brought out an all-star.
You want a word here? A plate full of sundry treats.
I mean, I've got this cheesecake thing going on. You ate one of the Buckeyes.
I'm working on a cookie here because I have
here
to.
Here comes my man Mark with
we were
more.
Trying to.
This cheesecake thing is incredible.
Oh, it's stupid.
You got to have the second one just brought out for
Pony,
us.
Pony, they had a Buckeye on the first plate that they brought us. I grabbed it and ate it so fast. You were trying to take a nice picture.
Yes.
And it was just like gone. And then he goes, oh, that's okay. I can bring over.
Amanda likes
you can bring
these
over
right
another
here.
One.
Lady Locks.
I like the mini cannoli.
Yep.
I have not had I've had a Lady Lock. I like them, but if we're drafting off this plate, it's going to be a little lower on my board. I'm going to try to get a value.
I'm going to confess something to you. I have been evangelized. I now am I'm a fan of places like Oakmont Bakery, because growing up, I don't know if it was just like ethnic pride. We were strictly an Italian pastry bakery family.
So it had to have like a name.
There was like Cafe Caruso, the Cafe Florentine, Cafe Canola.
Well, how do you know that Oakmont Bakery doesn't have, you know?
Because this was all classic Italian pastries. Like the cannoli is obviously a calling card. There's something called the lobster tail, which is not an, it has an Italian name, but that's what
what would you say is the cannoli the probably quintessential Italian pastry?
I think it is, yeah. Dom, would you agree with that as a fellow Italian?
What did he say, the cannoli?
The cannoli is the quintessential Italian pastry.
Hmm. I'd hate
Leave
to disagree.
The gun, or take the cannoli.
What would you say?
No, I'd love to disagree, but I happen to, or I love to disagree. Cannoli.
I'll tell you what, the most honest thing you said right there is that you would love to disagree,
yeah,
because that is your entire life.
I'm trying to be contrarian, but I actually can't.
I am digging through the deepest recesses of my brain to find a contrarian take, and I just can't do it. The Dom DiTommaso story.
Jeff Hathorn back with us here from Oakmont. Jeff, is Bryson DeChambeau making a charge up the leaderboard?
Bryson DeChambeau is trying to make a charge up the leaderboard. Attempting to make a charge.
He's not doing it very successfully.
This is Jeff like scrolling down to see
no,
how
he's
long
plus
it takes
one.
Him to find
He's him. Plus one. He did have a two-putt, Jeff,
no,
I saw.
No, I was trying a little drama. He's two over. He's got a couple of fives on his round, which he actually had a four on a par five and then two other fives.
So his four was
not a great start for Bryson.
Jeff, his four was indicative of the kind of golf these guys are being forced to play, that they only play every time the Open basically comes to Oakmont, because even the other Open courses are not like this. His birdie, for those who didn't catch it on 12, he was at the very front edge of the green or the approach pony in two. He hit a 122-foot putt to about 2.5 feet, and then tapped in for his birdie from there. The putt had to be rolling on the ground, I kid you not, for something on the order of 25 seconds.
Wow.
Before it actually got all the way down to the hole and settled. Look at our guy,
so
Justice, over
just
here.
Had a 360.
Yes.
He just had a 360 lip out, and thankfully no one was standing close to him, because the violent reaction he made afterwards, if anyone had been close, they may have had to call the first aid people right next to us here.
How should Scottie Scheffler feel right now, Jeff, about his standing? He's going to make the cut, but how should he feel about his place in this tournament, the odds-on favorite by far to win through 1.5 rounds of the tournament?
Yeah, I don't know how much he pays attention to that. I think he does feel what he said, that he battled. He feels like he could have given up, that he could have just resigned himself to going home for the weekend. But instead, he kept battling and thinks that he'll be 25th, maybe 30th going into the going into Saturday. And if he puts a round together, that he'd be right back in this thing.
Jeff, I think that's relevant, too, because I was talking with a good buddy of mine today while we were walking the course about the one sort of Achilles heel Scotty has. I think you and I have even discussed this. Maybe even last night, if memory serves, when he feels like the course is not maybe unfair, but like he feels like he's getting unfair bad breaks, he can melt down a little bit. So I think for him to be so bad tee to green for the most part and to battle his way in with a 71 probably bodes well for him, because I think you're right that he could have just said kind of mentally, I'm done. It looks like that's what Rory is doing.
Yep.
But he kind of dug deep here and golfed his ball around, as you would say, to a 71.
Yeah, I mean, and he had a few birdies. It's just he would follow it up with bogeys. Like, he just couldn't get the consistency. And listen, when you're hitting, what, six greens? Or no, it's eight. He hit eight greens, six fairways. You're just not going to score out here. If he can just get it a little bit better, you know, he's putting well enough that he might be able to do something. The thing to me, guys, is how many bodies are between him and the lead. And who are those bodies?
So I want to ask you guys both this question. It's more of a wide-ranging question, like a aerial
question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody said in the media center next to me, who's covered a lot of U.S. Opens as a national golf writer, he said, I think if you're even Sunday afternoon at around 4 o'clock, you're going to have a chance to win the tournament. The leader right now is 4 under par. Do you guys still agree with that?
I have a hard time. Jeff, I'll go first here, but then I'll let you riff. And then there's one other thing I don't want to forget that I want to hit both of you with. The only reason that I might disagree with that now is I do think this course, if it gets some rain, has a chance to play easier for these guys. I mean, they'll take the trade-off of the rough gets wet and even gnarlier if the greens slow down and soften up and they're slower and softer and they're more receptive. I think these guys would take that trade. So I don't know if I could get there.
And by the way, there is a weather warning here. They have not stopped play, but just a heads up for everybody, we could be getting into some type of delay.
Wow.
They have posted that.
It's a little there's some ominous clouds on the river right now from our vantage point here, Jeff.
Do you think even par on Sunday's in contention, Jeff?
As long as the course doesn't get real nice and soft for Saturday, I think even would be absolutely in contention. If it's just, you know, a little bit of rain or one quick storm, I do think even's going to be.
And Scheffler's plus four right now, so he could get there.
He could get there. I'm going to give you guys this statement. So J.J. Spaun, we know his resume. Tristan Lawrence was in the Open Championships final pairing last year, so he's got some experience at least being in contention.
I forgot all about that.
Sam Burns, we all know that he's run down Scotty before, terrific
putter.
He's the
best putter.
Victor Hovland, the putter, betrays him sometimes, but he hits the ball really well. Right now, this guy is 3-under. If you were going to ask me of the under-par players in this tournament who I would trust the most, this is going to stun you. I think Ben Griffin at 3-under is the guy I would actually trust. Mm.
Donnie picked him to win, Jeff.
Jeff, he's a house money player.
On Wednesday.
He's hitting the snot out of the
ball. We were talking about that in the 1 o'clock hour.
He's a proper player right now, Jeff. I really believe of all these guys near the top of the board that are under par, he's the guy I trust the most because I don't think there's any flinch or I don't think there's any fear of what he's doing here. I think Ben Griffin's been so good this year that he feels like he belongs there, and he's carrying himself like that.
He's a guy with a little chip on his shoulder. I kind of like that. The only fear I have about that out here is that he tries to go for something that he shouldn't and then gets himself a big number. That's the only thing. But I agree with you. He's playing well. And by the way, you love what Donnie said. He said basically him pulling that out was like picking Butler back in the day in the NCAA tournament.
That's a good line.
That is a very good line.
Jeff, we'll check back in next hour. Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
J.J. Spawn still leading, now tied with Tristan Lawrence at 4-under. Spawn through 8 today.
Datagolf.com. I'm very much into this site. Pony is a real golf sicko. They do cutline probabilities here. Just for people who are wondering, like, where some of the big names who have already finished are going to fall, 25% chance in real time that the cut is plus 6, a 72% chance that it's plus 7, and only a 2.7% chance that it's plus 8. I bring that last number up because currently Rory is plus 8. Guys like Fleetwood, Cantlay, Patrick Reed are all right on the number right now. So I'm going to be tracking that through the rest of this show and the Going Low special as we continue to find out where this cut's going to fall.
And our buddy Matt Vogt, 15 over right now. He just finished up the he's playing the back nine first, plus 3 on that back nine.
Did you know he's 6'6"?
I did not know that.
He's like a giant, dude.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, southhillskia.net. We're live at Oakmont Bakery right down the hill from the U.S. Open, and they are treating us like kings here. What an amazing bakery this is. It is a Pittsburgh institution. A man came in here and said, I like Malzy, but he's out of his gourd. More people know Oakmont Bakery than the Oakmont Country Club. I said the Oakmont Country Club because we're running promos that keep saying that, which I don't really...
No, it's yet. It's not like Ohio State University here.
Kabali back with us to tell us next his Steelers OTAs and minicamp MVP. Who was the best football and shorts player this year for the Steelers?
Oh, man.
We're live at Oakmont Bakery right down the road from the U.S. Open, 10th time at Oakmont, 125th time overall. And we are seeing a lot of crappy scores. The best golfers in the world are putting up numbers that you're accustomed to on a golf course. We've got scores that begin with the number 8 and not 7 that have been plentiful today. I saw Jack Sawyer and Will Howard walking the course. And Sawyer, I think, wanted to get recognized because he was in a Steelers golf shirt. And it's like, who is this massive man
wearing a Steelers polo?
As wide as he is tall, with triceps that go up to, not triceps, what are the things?
Traps.
Traps that go up to his ears.
When are you going to have those?
I'm never going to get a Mulsey.
Well, you got all that creatine pumping through your body.
I do need to do more of this creatine in a little bit.
George Dwangmani, I think I'm saying that correctly. I think I had 88.5 was the number I set. Would there be a round above 8? Like we had a round above 90, round above 88.5. 89 today. And 89.
As Callis likes to say, a nice gentleman named, a gentleman named Lee almost hit me with a ball out there today.
Really?
Yeah. 18, I was out to meet one of my buddies. And you and I were.
Congratulations on all your having friend success. Is this Brian Lee, perhaps?
I think so. He was 15 over at the time. I saw him. We were stationed over there having a conversation, and before you know it, here comes a ball that went over the ropes into the area where we were standing. If that ball hits me, do I go to the hospital?
How far away was the shot?
I mean, that was his drive.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I don't know. That guy got hit at Memorial, I think by Griffin or whoever, and like took his shirt off weirdly. That Ohio State bro.
Okay, I didn't see
to show
that
he got like hit in the shoulder, but he was fine. But then like Griffin signed a glove for him or something. Yeah. I think if it hits you in your very meaty and strong shoulders now, you just the ball probably gets like put out of play because it's probably cracked.
Pat McAfee Show, Steelers correspondent Mark Cavalli back with us. Mark, I didn't have Jack Sawyer tabbed as a golf guy. Did you?
Oh, I think. It's an event. There's a lot of guys that went out there. I believe Ryan McCollum, the backup center, was up there yesterday. I think a lot of guys have made their way out there. But I think I heard him telling somebody that he was taking a taxi from the facility up there. I don't know if that's a old school for Uber, but how much would a taxi cost from Southside to Oakmont?
Well, we both know someone who used to drive a taxi. We could probably text him, and we could get a pretty reliable answer if he wasn't searching online to get people the lowest insurance rates possible, Mark.
Oh, that's nice. What about Johnny the barber, man? He's hammering me right now, man. He wants me to ask you something by DMing me, and I don't know what he wants me to ask you, so maybe...
Well, that was a sharp left turn in this interview, Chris. I guess we were talking Ohio State
probably. You set me up for the insurance thing, so I tried to make that hard right.
I will say that I would bet you that's a $120 cab ride.
Easy.
On a day like today, maybe you're getting up there with $200 with the tip. But is he in like a yellow? I imagine a cab ride, and I think a yellow New York City taxi. You know what I mean?
Do you think he could go outside the facility, put his hand up in the air, and somebody would just pull up and pick
him
up?
You know, two of those coffee cups you get in New York City, like the downtown ones. They have those like Greek looking things on them. I imagine a guy driving the thing, listening to Francesa with one of those coffee cups, weaving in and out of traffic on the Holton Bridge.
Speaking of the Post Gazette and covering the U.S. Open, Mark. How about yesterday, Malzi went up to Dulac twice and said, "Hey, Jerry," got no response.
No, the second time I didn't acknowledge him. He didn't. He just walked by me, but I said, "Hey, Jerry."
And then I said, "Hey, Jerry, what's up?" and immediately got a fist pound.
Oh, what did Malzi do? What'd you do, Malzi?
I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, the bigger question is, do I actually, other than mentioning it for laughs on the show, do I actually care? And the answer is an emphatic no.
Maybe he thinks... It's like a turf war. He thinks you're trying to take his spot as the golf guy.
Jerry's closer to retirement than anything. Why would he care?
Territorial.
They got that King so-and-so covering golf now over there.
I mean, Cook cared till the bitter end about, like, column territory, so I'm assuming Jerry's the same way.
You know, it's interesting. Pony, you get all the heat on Twitter, but out in public, Malzi, man, whew, from the
Pony
Joey
gets a ton
to the Jerry Dulac.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
What does that say about, like, I don't know, what do you infer from that, Mark? Maybe deep down, I'm the much more annoying and inflammatory person here?
I do believe some people may think that, yeah.
I think Pony's actually, the response that I've gotten, or when I'm around Pony from other people to Pony, makes me think he's actually, in fact, undefeated in the streets.
Wow. How about that?
Man, two darts within, like, 2 minutes. Wow.
Mark, who is your football and shorts MVP for the Steelers in 2025?
Wow. Do you want like a well-known name or somebody
else?
No,
we want
anybody you want. Can be well-known.
The world is your oyster here, Mark. We want you to give us your honest football and shorts MVP. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't try to dumb it down for people.
Well, I mean, I will give you some of the well-known guys. I mean, Calvin Austin did have a heck of a spring. I mean, he does – he doesn't look like the number two, but he performs like the number two, if that makes any sense. He had a heck of a spring, like I said. Mason McCormick, too, I think he's definitely, you can see he's taken that next step, a lot more comfortable in his own skin, coming off the Division I AA season where he's thrown in there. Keep an eye on him. Other side of the ball, I mean, Scotty just kept flashing to me, and it's hard to tell because, you know, obviously shorts and no pads and no hitting was Logan Lee. He was a, what, sixth-round pick last year from Iowa? Defensive lineman.
He was on IR.
You kept noticing him from time to time as well. I don't know if that will translate into training camp or not. Juan Thornhill, he can do it just about a little bit of everything. That's definitely an upgrade from what they had last year at that position with KZ, is that sort of a jack-of-all-trades type of guy. So, you know, another one. Evan Hall, running back from Northwestern. I think he's in his second year. Looked decent. And Max Hurdleman, another guy. Play about 2,000 positions. He's probably not going to make the team. I mean, he can play. He's been running with, of all things, wide receivers. But receivers, running back. He can play defensive back. He's a special teams guy. Guys like that. I mean, there's obvious.
Hey, Mark, we heard yesterday. Mark, we heard yesterday that Connor Hayward has been in pretty good form from Ray Fittipaldo. Is he in any danger of being squeezed out on this roster?
No, because I don't think there's a real legit number four, is there? of tight ends on the roster.
Well, I'm asking, what would keep him on the roster, being a legit number four of tight ends or being a special teams standout?
Oh, that's the thing. I mean, when you can play as many positions as he can, in a pinch, you can throw him at running back if you're only dressing two running backs and they both get hurt. He can play all four special teams. Obviously, the tight end, he could play, I guess he could play inline if he needed to, but he's more of a slot type of guy. So those guys are very, very valuable when you get to, 40, 45, 46 men on the roster who can take up a number of positions. So is he great at any of them? Probably not, but he's good enough to be able to keep a roster. But I don't think he's in danger at all, actually.
Mark, we heard Tomlin yesterday on TJ Watt, and Fittipaldo asked him straight up about his availability for training camp and if Mike thought Watt would show up, and he, of course, tried to ignore the question and not really answer it. What's your gut tell you on what's going to happen with Watt? Because you've said oftentimes no business gets done once everybody departs from minicamp. So
yeah.
Do you think TJ Watt will have a contract by the time they get to Latrobe in July?
Yeah, probably not. I would, if I was a betting man, I would say no. I would assume there is an offer on the table for TJ. Obviously, if there's a counter offer or whatever, didn't meet up to the standards, so they'll reconvene here in whenever it is, late August. I would anticipate him showing up for training camp, but I also anticipate him showing up for mini camp as well. So you can't really rubber stamp that he would show up. I would imagine he would, the same type of situation, show up, get the, start talking.
How should this have been handled, Mark, by them?
I think they.
Or would you not change anything? Do you think, both sides, this is playing out as expected? Because it feels like this is unusual based on how people assume these things most of the time will go.
And what's strange to me is we know how it's all going to end, right? We know.
Do you feel like this is going to be a much ado about nothing in the end?
Yes. And I mean, what are they fighting over? Some language in the contract? I mean, it might be important language. It might be guaranteed seasons or, how many there is. I mean, for all we know, the Steelers would be like, you're 30, going to be 31. We're going to give you 1 year guaranteed money. You're like, no. I'm the best defensive player in the league. I want 2 years. I mean, it could be something like that. Or it could be something that he wants $40 million a year. If you're at that point, if you're the Steelers, don't you cave? I don't think that TJ Watt's demanding $50 million a year to set the market. But I'm sure, darn well sure, that he wants to be in that Myles Garrett type of range. And it's going to get done. So what are you waiting for? Who cares if he practice as a training camp? I don't really care, but he probably needs to show up. And that's number one. I mean, you're not going to get anything done by saying, I'm just not showing up. That's like so 2005 era football. I'm not showing up until you give me money. It just doesn't happen very much anymore.
Way to catch yourself, Mark, because now we have to date things early 2000s to not sound like we're 97 years old. So that was well done there.
I was going to say the 90s, but the Mike Wallace is holding out. Was that the last Steelers holdout, maybe?
Well, Le'Veon didn't have a contract technically, so I guess it would be Mike Wallace. All right.
I don't think we'll see something like that.
Mark, enjoy your youth baseball game tonight.
Yeah, I would like to enjoy some Oakmont Bakery, but, I'm kind of a hop, more than a hop, skip, and jump from Oakmont, so.
Look who just walked in.
Craig Riley
and the entire family.
Speaking of a person who is probably going to be at a baseball game later of some kind.
Mark, we'll talk again next week. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. See you, Craigers.
You just heard Kabali on Watt, one of the greatest Steelers of all time, thinks the Steelers have to take a different approach with Watt. Who is it and what did he say? We'll tell you next. We're live from Oakmont Bakery right down the hill from the U.S. Open, where it has been a pain in the ass for many of the world's greatest golfers. We'll have updates and analysis on that throughout the day. If you're leaving the course, come down here and pick up a goodie on your way home. If you're heading up there to watch some late afternoon golf after work, stop here first and say hello. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM Team on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.